Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie.
They don't want me to sing. They don't want it.
Back in town.
I'm on singing strike. Can't do, not in good faith.
Look out, old Maggie is back.
Chris McMichael.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 202, McMonagle here with you on The Fan on this Wednesday morning. I got you for 3 hours. We take you till 5 o'clock. And the warm-up show, we got Fleas on the other side taking your calls at 888-808-1019. And my goodness, do we suck. As the collective baseball city, we are atrocious. I mean, these two teams, they're both just in these absolute funks. It is impossible to watch. The Mets can't score runs. Hell, the Yankees can't score runs. But both teams are just absolutely destroying the promise that was in May and early June. But I don't know if I should apologize to Met fans or congratulate Met fans, but we're not going to start with you, unfortunately. And I know many of you sitting there going, shocker. Well, I know I'm the Yankee shill, and I know I'm a Yankee fan. And under normal circumstances, we might have to talk about, on the opening of the show, 6 out of 7 from the New York Mets. And we'll get to it. And whether or not he should have taken out his starting pitcher, whether or not this offense is ever going to figure it out, what can they do? 6 out of 7 losing to the Guardians. But the New York Yankees are a special kind of stupid and bad. That off of last night's game, there's nothing else to just, like, it is unfathomable how bad this team is right now. They have now lost their 5th game in a row. They are 3.5 games behind the Boston Red Sox for 3rd place. They were 10 games up. 10 games up the first Saturday. I just got the Saturday show. I just got it. The first Saturday show I did, they were up 10 games on the Red Sox. 2.5 back. Forget the division at 6.5. Forget it. They're a half a game out of being out of the playoffs, or half a game up on being out of the playoffs. If they lose later today with Carlos Rodon on the mound, and really no bullpen to speak of to go to, after Bednar, that's about it, and Hill. And we'll get to the decisions. But after this debacle of a 5-game losing streak and watching them slip slide all the way to a point where they are one loss away from not being the division leader, not being a second-place team in the American League East, not being the top wild card, but being out of the postseason, is one of the more just head-scratching, unbelievable set of circumstances from where they were, 17 games over 500, sweeping the Kansas City Royals. Judge was on his way to a historic season. The Yankees were proving all the doubters wrong. The pivot was great. And they were cruising with a 7-game lead in the division to where they are right now is unbelievable. And last night, yes, we'll get to it. That was, like, again, a game where Nathan Eovaldi, and you know how good he is, and this isn't typical, like, this isn't some, you know, the Yankees making some bum look like Sandy Koufax. This is Nathan Eovaldi, who, since he left the Yankees, really, has become one of the best, most clutch pitchers in all of baseball. And when he's not injured, which is still, unfortunately, for him too often, he has been lights out. And right now, he's the pitcher of July in the American League. He's pitching to an ERA under 2. He has shut down everybody. His last 7 starts in particular have been absolutely brilliant. And he went through them like a hot knife through butter, one of my favorite terms. He went through the New York Yankees without an ounce of trouble. The at-bats were horrendous. Now, I know he's great. I know he's tough. But my goodness, 1 hit in 8 innings? 1 hit in 8 innings. 1 base runner. In 8 innings against Nathan Eovaldi. This is where I have the problem with Aaron Boone. And we're going to get to it, and obviously the decision. I don't know how, watching this game, and I understand we'll get to Will Warren and what he was able to do, and he's been incredible for the Yankees for the most part. He's a rookie pitcher pitching his ass off. And the Houdini axe he pulled inning after inning was just incredible. To continue to get out leadoff double, leadoff two leadoff singles, leadoff double, leadoff walk, like, and he continued to pitch his ass off and get out of that and miraculously give them five scoreless innings. And then you start bringing in the bullpen and you bring in Weaver and you bring in Doval. And I know we're going to disagree. I didn't, as much as I screamed yesterday about going and closing the game with Williams, and that was it for me, that Williams cannot be the closer. In a tie game, when you're going through everybody, like in that spot, I didn't necessarily think you could never pitch him again, and I didn't hate going into him that inning. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. I would have been more than happy to go to Leiter. I would have been more than happy to go to Bednar there. I'd have been more than happy to go to Tim Hill. But on some level, in that spot of the order, you're still holding off Bednar. You know, Leiter's coming back off of a broken leg and hasn't, you know, pitched in the major leagues in how God knows how long. I don't hate going to Williams. I don't understand how Aaron Boone sits there after he gives up the base hit, the double, which should have been caught, and we'll get to Dominguez and his struggles. And that ball, I don't care what the catch probability is or anything else. I watch baseball just like you do. That ball's got to be caught. It's a line drive right at him, and it's off the glove. He's got to catch it. Now, that's not to excuse Devin Williams because he gave up a bullet. And he doesn't deserve any better. But that ball's got to be caught. But the minute that happens, there's got to be a sense. And this is where I start to look to blame managers and put them in a position where I think they should no longer be the manager of the team. Because there is a feeling around Devin Williams, whether you want to trust him, get him back on the horse, give him an inning, build him back up, you still do need him on some level. If they want to go win a championship, which is ultimately the goal, you're probably going to need him. So you want to build him up. It could be a stupid decision. I understand it a little bit. I'm not thrilled with it, but I get it a little bit. But you understand who he's been. And the minute that ball goes off the glove, it's the beginning of the end for Devin Williams. And then he has a four-pitch walk to Peterson the next at bat. How you could still leave him in the game at that point is mind-numbing. Then you allow him to walk Langford, the next hitter. And then they, like, the broadcast is talking about it. The cameras are on Aaron Boone. They send, you know, the pitching coach had to talk to him. We're watching him in the dugout, and we're all doing the same thing, waiting for him as Mark Leiter and David Bednar are warming up in the bullpen to allow him to face Tellez with the bases loaded is one of the more, I'm trying to think of the right word for it, because it's more than just inept. It's more than just absent-minded. It is one of the more just stunningly stupid decisions I have ever seen a manager make. And this is when I start to get on Aaron Boone, because there's got to be a feeling that you have with your team that you recognize what he is in this moment and what he's been, and the idea that a ball went off the glove and it was followed by two consecutive walks. Pitching to Tellez is unacceptable. Allowing him to face Tellez is unacceptable. And to sit there while you've got them warmed up, and we talked about the reverse splits of Bednar when he got here. He's better against left-handed hitters. Now, there's a chance they know that and they pinch hit a right-hander. I don't care. Devin Williams can't be the one who gives up the hit that the run score. It can't happen. You want to argue with me? Should have never been in the game. I'm not going to put up too much of a fight. I'll just tell you, I sort of understand it. I don't think it's just absolutely a no-go. I know many of you do. I don't even want to argue with you because I'm so pissed about what followed. The minute that ball's off the glove, he's getting the minimum three and he's out. And to allow him to stay in there and face Tellez and throw the most obvious 3-2 changeup you've ever seen in your life. to allow Telez, who is brutally bad, who's been cut by every single team in Major League Baseball over the last 3 years. He's been a Pirate, not good enough for them. He's been a Mariner, not good enough for them. He's lucky to be hanging on with the Texas Rangers here. And you allow him to beat you with Devin Williams on the mound? That is one of the more just puzzling decisions from a manager that I know many of you feel every night gives you a puzzling decision. That one I can't understand. For the life of me, I'll never understand it. How he could sit there with Bednar and Leiter warming up and not pull him. And I think tonight is going to be a lot about Aaron Boone, obviously, and it typically is. And I will tell you this. I know many of you think I am some Aaron Boone shill, and I love him, and I defend him at every turn, and even saying that you wouldn't, that I understand on some level pitching Devin Williams at all is somehow being a shill. I get it. But let me tell you this. I don't put some of the stuff that many people do on Aaron Boone. I don't believe every time Anthony Volpe throws a ball into the dirt, the manager is at fault. I don't believe that Jazz Chisholm getting picked off of first base on a pop-up to second is the manager's fault. I think the term accountability has been thrown around because it's a very fun word to say. It's an easy word to say that that's the problem. It's a very casual, cavalier way to just to make a blanket statement that should cover all of the ills of a team. I think it's a crutch word that means a hell of a lot less than what people say. I'll be totally honest with you. That's how I feel. But listening to Aaron Boone today with John Boy Media, watching the team fall apart Friday night and the way they've played since, and this entire stretch of baseball that has been going on since the beginning of June, really. And watching this team night after night feel defeated, unable to recover, unable to bounce back. And then he goes on John Boy Media yesterday, and I thought it was a candid, honest, much less guarded Aaron Boone than we have ever seen. And he openly told you that the team was affected Friday night. That the team has not responded since. And it's on him. He openly discussed the idea that that loss has led to the four subsequent losses. And he doesn't know what to do to help. That is his one job. In today's day and age, that's his one job. And I've always felt that Aaron Boone, for the most part, has done a pretty good job of it. More different than, I know I don't agree with all of you. But there is no doubt they have a major problem with Aaron Boone right now. There is no doubt that Aaron Boone's ability to reach this team is no longer the same as it's been. There is no doubt that this team is unable to get up. This team has allowed the mistakes and the losses and maybe the pressure of New York City. Clearly that's affecting Devin Williams. But whatever the case may be, this team is floundering. This team is in a spin cycle it can't get out of. And the manager fully admits he doesn't know what to do. That's when managers deserve to be fired. That's when managers are no longer helping their team. I don't believe that they should have to handhold and make sure Wells knows how many outs there are. I don't think that's, I put that on the player. But when the entire group as a whole doesn't respond, that's the manager. That's his one job, is to lead this team to get them out of this nosedive. And he has no idea how to do it. And then he makes mind-numbing, like looking at him in that interview, he looked sad, he looked defeated, and last night he looked scared stiff. That he didn't know who to put in, so he chose not to put anybody in. Like, I can't understand not being more proactive in that eighth inning. I can't understand it. And you take that in how he spoke to the media, how he's been speaking to the media, the answers from John Boy, the sullen, you know, this is a guy who pounded on the table. Pounded on the table and yelled. And yells at every umpire and does everything. And he is sitting in a Zoom with John Boy. And he is sullen, he is sad, and he has no answers. He's not angry. He's not pounding the table. He'll tell you, I believe this team is as good as it's ever. Like, and I agree with him. I do think this team is good enough to be a hell of a lot better than this. I think this team is good enough to compete for a championship. I truly do. And when teams underachieve that dramatically, and the manager literally says, maybe we should be better at this, and maybe we should be better at that. You know, where's the bad guy? There's good cop, bad cop. Where's the bad cop? I don't know. Maybe we should be better at that. Did the team get affected Friday night? Yeah, it did. And you know, it's got to stop. Now is not a time to feel sorry for ourselves. I don't know. There is no answers from Aaron Boone, and whatever he's doing, it's not helping. Whether, you know, I think screaming at players through the media helps, or, you know, whatever else may that you think is the clear-cut answer, I don't think there is one. I don't think there is one way to go about it. But I can tell you this. Whatever Aaron Boone is doing right now is become a miserable failure. And I'm not a proponent of firing him. I haven't been for a long time. Again, I'll say it for all the people waiting at home for me to say it. They were in the World Series last year. I don't believe they got there despite of the manager. I don't. But right now, this is a new season. And I don't care about the previous seven. I don't care about the bad from the previous seven or the good from the previous seven. I'm watching this team right now. They're out of control. They're spinning out of control. They had a brutal, devastating loss Friday, and they seem broken since. And when a team is broken, and the manager goes on his weekly interview and tells you, yeah, I don't know how to fix it. And that's what it felt like. I know he didn't put it in those exact terms, but that's what it felt like. And then you watch him turn around last night and completely sit on his hands in one of the more obvious moments that screamed for him to get off his ass. I don't know where they go from here with Aaron Boone. I really don't. Now, do I think firing him makes a difference? I don't. I heard Evan today talking about sparking a team, and it's nothing personal. And certainly if I say it, it's certainly nothing personal because I believe Aaron Boone has done a pretty damn good job up until this point. But this team is dramatically underachieving. And this team feels like it's puppy died and they don't know how to respond to it. And that's the one thing the manager has to do. Yeah, he has to manage the bullpen, but he has to get his team in a mindset to go out there and attack the game. And last night, Will Warren attacked the game. Last night, you know, Weaver and Doval attacked the game, I suppose. But the overall feeling of this team is they are just completely in free fall. It's hard not to recognize the obvious fact that the manager doesn't know how to get them out of it. So we have reached a point where, you know, today, this game with Carlos Rodon on the mound is a huge game for the New York Yankees. Because I would say this, and I don't know how Hal feels about it, and I don't know how Brian Cashman feels about it, and I don't even know if it's necessarily going to work or the right thing to do. But if they go from seven games up, looking like one of the better teams in the American League, and 2 months later they return home to take on their nemesis, the Houston Astros, at Yankee Stadium, and they do so on a six-game losing streak that has knocked them out of the playoff race as they head back home to a fan base that is seething, a fan base that is calling for blood, a fan base that is furious with the manager, the owner, the general manager, the you know, half the team. Like, if they show up Friday with Aaron Boone, that is going to be one hell of a experience inside that building, because the fans are going to be pissed off, and they absolutely should be. I never thought that I would even consider the idea that the Yankees should be looking to make him a decision at manager. I think it's at the point where you have to at least consider it. And I know Hal doesn't want to, and I know Cash doesn't want to. But Aaron Boone's own words, Aaron Boone's own demeanor, this team's demeanor. And then to watch him there when, I'm sorry, everyone watching that baseball game knows that Williams has to come out. He has to come out. He can't be allowed to give up that hit to Les. He just can't be. To have the actions of the day, the failing of the team in Miami, rolling it right into a huge series in Texas, watching them blow the game the other night. Now, again, I am aware of the idea that if Devin Williams gets out a 136 hitter, maybe we're not here. If he doesn't give up a home run and saves the game the other night, maybe we're not here. And that seems like a fickle, you know, toss of the coin to decide who your manager is. But it goes beyond that. Obviously, it does go beyond that, but having said that, would it change things if Devin Williams got that save? Maybe. Would it change things if Doval comes in with a two-run lead against the bottom of the Miami lineup and gets three outs before giving up three runs? Does it change things? Yes. But the fact of the matter is this team continues to find ways to lose, and the manager is open about not knowing how to fix it. What else is there? Something has to change. Something has to change. Because this can't be accepted. And in 23, I didn't feel this way at all because the team wasn't very good. They had Willie Calhoun and Jake Bowers and Billy McKinney and, you know, they had a miserable team. And without Judge, it was god-awful. This team is far better than this. And they are going through the motions over the last 5 days. And now you're on the precipice of falling out of the postseason picture. If that happens, this organization, for all its faults and all the things we all think it has wrong with it, they have to act. You have to act. 888-808-1019. Aaron Boone's interview changed a lot for me. Aaron Boone's inability to recognize action had to be taken last night, it's changed a lot for me. And just watching this team play baseball, and it's not about the mistakes, and it's not about the accountability. I know that's like top for a lot of you. Like, it's not top for me. Top for me is the attitude of the ball club. If you make a mistake, laugh it off, or I shouldn't say laugh it off, but if you make a mistake, get pissed off about it and turn around and kick ass the next day, mistakes happen. And I know they happen far too much for this team. I get it. That's not my issue. That's not where I call for the manager. I call for the manager when they are in a complete spiral, looking like they're lost, have no interest in getting out of it, and the manager fully admits he doesn't have a way out. And you're dramatically underachieving, and you've turned a 7-game lead into a 6.5-game deficit, and you're about one loss away from being knocked out of the playoff picture. Lots changed in 2 months. Something's got to change. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Quick break. We'll get to your Yankee calls and the debacle that is. We'll get to the Mets as well. And maybe things need to change there too. Maybe both teams need a shakeup. Now, I'm not suggesting firing Mendoza, but maybe something should be done with this Met team, because the offense continues to just be awful. Two runs in the first two innings, and then nothing. You get the double play from Lindor, and then they look like a group that has no aspiration. They look like a group that's got no fight. They look like a group who doesn't give a damn. Both of these teams, not only are they losing, but they look defeated.